Yeah, look, we've been fortunate enough. Their mother has lived in Charleston. Their grandmother, late grandmother, also lived in Charleston, just down the road there. So we've been fortunate enough to welcome the brothers and indeed the whole family over a number of times over the last few years. I think one of the last times we had Liam in here was about 4 or 5 years ago. Very friendly, very hospitable staff. Unfortunately, I don't have any rock and roll stories. He didn't cause any damage in the bar or do anything traditionally what rock stars do. Always very, very friendly. And indeed, as Noel has come through as well before, they've always been very, very nice. Always happy to chat with staff. And I think a few of the staff in the shops here would know them very well from seeing them come through a lot of times. So, more than ever, the anticipation is great. We hope they'll fly in here when they come home because they still have some relatives in Charleston down there. And as you've probably seen a lot of the coverage with John Finan's bar, where Liam has famously played a couple of live, unfiltered and acoustic performances down the years. So I'm sure everyone in the town is hoping that might be the case.
Was there big excitement when they did pass through the airport? I know you mentioned that staff knew who they were, but did, you know, other people recognise them?
They did. Like, I think in particularly in the early 2000s when they were at their peak, when they were really, really big. I think the last passed through a couple of times and there was hysteria scenes of here, you know, people had got wind that they were coming through, and there's people outside the terminal and inside the terminal who came up when they got wind that they were might be passing through. In more recent times, I suppose their fame hasn't been as big since they split up, I don't know what it is, 15, 16 years ago, but Liam has come through with his brother Paul and his mother on a number of occasions, and he's been very, very friendly, and no one has really bothered him, you know. There's a couple of very pictures we have there of him holding up a Mayo for Sam t-shirt the last time he came through. Unfortunately, that didn't work either, so we're all out of tricks to try and get Mayo to win the elusive Sam Maguire. But yeah, always very friendly, I have to say. Always very hospitable and very friendly with the staff here, and indeed passengers have always asked for pictures, and he's always been very obliging. So not the traditional reputation he might have as being a hellraiser, but we've always found him to be very, very friendly and very nice when he's come to the airport.